This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship stations in Tampa, Florida. And oh, by the way, to our listeners here in Tampa, Florida, check out the new 93.7 FM signal that's simulcasting AM 860 The Answer on right now. And we are also nationally syndicated on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers too, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for the job you do keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, construction workers too, thank you for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there to register for the free Gun a Day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. Joining us right now, Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes, I am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president tonight will be giving a speech from the Oval Office at 9 p.m. Many are speculating about what it is that he's going to be talking about. What say you? What do you think he's going to say?
Well, I hope that he's going to do a great job in emphasizing the horrible situation that we have on the border, and that he's able to convince the American people that we do need to hurry up and build a wall. Or
we are not going to get a wall, but we are going to get a barrier of some sort.
I was going to say, or a barrier, in order to appease the Democrats. They call it a barrier.
Yeah.
How about a blocker? You know, my goodness. And so he's got to do a real good job. He's got to hit a home run with this, because unfortunately, in the mix of all of this, the reason why the Democrats are getting away with being blockers themselves is because of the ignorance, the pervasive ignorance of so many American voters out there. When it comes to our national security, when it comes to the border issue, so many have been conned or you know, just mentally challenged. When it comes to the media and all of that, as to the condition of our borders and what is necessary. They've been to, I don't know. I can't understand how personally people can be so ignorant on the situation and how horrible it is and how much of an emergency situation we do.
Well, it's because they don't believe that we've got the situation we've got on the ground there. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've personally been along that border. I can't tell you how many times. I would say it's at least 100 for doing different things I was doing.
Sure.
And it hasn't changed. I mean, I get reports from the same people that have been there for years and years telling me that nothing has changed. They're still sneaking across the different areas where they were before. Five people will come in one area, and right behind them, 3 miles down the road, 50 you'll come in behind them.
Yeah, and the time I was down there on the border, it was looked like a horror show. Just the nasty conditions, and just it was just not pretty down there. The damage that they do coming across the border and the things they leave behind, including a body or two.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do need to seal this border up. And no nation, by the way. This is why I was pinching on the American people being so ignorant. No nation can remain a nation, a sovereign nation, unless its borders are secure. You can't do it. It doesn't happen. The number of people that are flooding into this country, both legally and illegally, we cannot even maintain our Americanism.
Yeah. Now, I do know that the United States Army Corps of Engineers has got a schematic, a design that they put together using the type of material that the president has talked about now to make this barrier out of steel. And I do know that they actually have put together a contract, if you will, where one contractor in Texas is going to be putting up next month. He's already got the contract to do it and to go ahead with Texas to put up 18 miles of a barrier along one of the wider berths of the Rio Grande down there, where the boats actually come zooming across, the speedboats, and dump the people off at night and then scoot back across to the Mexican side.
Well, let's hurry up and get that puppy up, because everywhere that we can get some barriers up and other things in areas where you just can't put up a physical barrier, so, you know, we've got to get this thing tightened up. And I know that certain people keep hollering about, well, we can use technology. Well,
Durbin said we can use computers to track them. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you checked out your own computer lately?
Yeah.
How many times do we have glitches with our own computers? I mean, technology is not 100% reliable at all. So what happens if you have an electric shutdown? What happens, you know, so you need...
Well, you don't want to track anybody, Ron. You want to stop them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you don't want to track anybody. You want to stop them. I don't care. You know, when we allow them in here, we can't track them. They're going to disappear.
Yes, indeed. Because we have many sanctuary cities, many brainwashed individuals who will protect these people, even if they murder. You have city governments in this nation who do not care when Americans are murdered by these knuckle-dragging illegals when they pour over into our country and murder our American citizens. You still have governments and activist groups and all of that who place the rights of illegals above sovereign Americans, sovereign-born Americans.
Now, we're fixing to take a break here. I'm just waiting for the music to come up in my ear. Here it comes. But when we come back, more with Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, theronedwards.com is the website, so don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Just getting interested here, getting fired up here. Hour number four. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Our day's warning about it, we just have to get people out to vote.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, today is Tuesday, and that means it's Have Lunch with the Captain Day. Well, today at 12 noon, I'm going to be over at the Mission Barbecue here in Tampa, in the Town and Country section of Tampa, 5602 West Waters Avenue, which is right off the Veterans Expressway. Get off the Waters exit and go east. Go through the first traffic light, and they'll be between the first and second traffic light. On the right, look for the big flagpole right there, and you'll see Mission Barbecue. And that's where we'll be from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. You can stop. You can have lunch with the captain. One of the reasons that we're there is because at 12 noon, everything stops at the Mission Barbecue, and they play the national anthem. And everybody stands, veterans with military covers salute the flag. And other people put their hands over their hearts. Some people sing the national anthem, but it's really, really quite a stirring thing to have happen at lunchtime. And that's our new watering hole, Tuesdays from noon to 1:30, the Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue here in Tampa. Look forward to seeing you there. All right, Ron Edwards, see, ronedwards.com is here. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
Nancy Pelosi was busy before she hopped on her corporate jet, government jet, and flew over to California for the inauguration of the new governor. She introduced a bill to force presidents, all presidents, but not members of Congress, to have to release their tax returns.
Well, this is just a sly way, an in and around way to get at Trump. This beast, I mean, I'm sorry, that woman is on a mad mission to slow Trump down, to try to ill affect his ability to carry out his duties as president because of certain issues that he's been hammering away at, including the border issue. And she wants to find any way, it's like an in and around in football. She wants to find a way to try to stop and slow the man down. That's what this is all about.
Now, she also introduced legislation that will force states to allow convicted felons to vote.
Of course. How else can the Democrat Party swell their ranks as far as voting support? Because they know that their message, their ideas, their motives are technically no good for the country. And so they have to have people that are brainwashed, criminalized like they are, and so that they can have growing voter support. That's why they want illegals in the country as well.
Now, I don't think that she's going to get either piece of that legislation passed because it's got to go through the Senate, and I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, it's going to be just a bunch of stupid things coming out of her brain, and most of it getting blocked in the Senate.
Now, she also, you have a congresswoman up there in Michigan, Dearbornistan, Congressional District 13, and she just absolutely used an expression which is just unbelievable to call our president a foul, vile name. And Nancy Pelosi said that the use of that wordage by the congresswoman from Michigan was just no big deal, that it didn't have any impact on people's lives. Well, it sure as hell disrespected the president, disrespected the office of congressional representative, in my humble opinion, and this woman should be censured.
She should be, and she should be should not have been voted back into office, but, there are too many idiots to worry about that. This situation has gotten out of control. Now, let's say, remember when Ali Obama was in office, if someone looked at him the wrong way, you played a little excerpt, you play it quite often.
Oh, yeah.
No one ever treated George Bush like this when he...
Hold it. I can do it better.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. So, it's just maddening, and it's just not her. They're all like that. All the leftists. They want to be able to, it's like a yin-yin-yin-yin-yin. They're in your face. They can do and say whatever they want.
Right.
But you turn around and oh my gosh, it's just, they can't handle it. So it's just a part of the political bigotry that is being played out by Ms. Pelosi and many others like her. And, it just goes on and on and on. And until the voters of this country start waking up to reality or giving a darn about this republic, we're going to have to continue to put up with individuals like Nancy Pelosi and going on. So I don't think she drives a jet. That woman rides a broom.
Well, here's another example of her riding a broom, I suppose, because she said, and I quote, President Trump is seeking supreme power by abolishing Congress. Excuse me? Have you heard him say anything about abolishing Congress?
That's one of her biggest lies as of yet, and she's told many. They don't want this man to govern. This man, he's one of the first presidents since Reagan and George W., especially during his first administration, who was trying to govern for the American people. The more he governs for the American people and for this republic, to protect this republic, she interprets it in a negative, because they have they're governed by a different motive out there. They're not about governing for and by the people. They are of an elitist, internationalist mentality that has nothing to do with the furthering of this country. And so Trump represents what? The United States of America. He wants to protect this country. So that offends people of her mindset.
Now, there's something interesting when you take a look at where we're at with the presidential approval ratings. For example, Ronald Reagan, 2 years into his term, was at 41%. Donald Trump is at a Real Clear Politics average of 39%. So they're pretty close to each other there as far as that goes. And that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. I don't understand it. It's one of those mysteries of life as far as I'm concerned, why great guys like Reagan and Trump seem to struggle at times with their popularity amongst the American people, because Reagan was also hammered nonstop by the American media during that time. Not at the level of Trump, but pretty close. And so, unfortunately, because not enough Americans are centered in on the truth of the matter when it comes to the issues of this country and what this country is, a republic, they're fooled into thinking things that are not true about the leader, a good leader like President Trump. Therefore, you have a relatively low ranking right there as far as approval. And so, you know, God bless him, man. God bless our president and the good job that he's actually doing. And I believe just like with Reagan, the truth will finally get into the minds of a majority of the people and he will succeed as president.
Now, the 2018 year also saw the largest increase in manufacturing jobs in 21 years, which is an excellent thing.
Yes. Yeah. That's a big blessing, and that is a result of a deregulation, which is very important when it comes to industrial output in this nation. You've got to have an atmosphere where people can produce things and make things and to run their businesses successfully. The level of environmentalist wacko laws that we had in this country were just insurmountable, made it so difficult to run your business. And the high tax rates had to be chopped down so that the people could afford to grow their businesses and innovate and pay people decently. And so we've got all that now, and prayerfully it will continue, and that the Democrats will not get in a position to be able to hamper that like they did. Do you remember when Bush was in office, the good Bush, George H.W., the second Bush, George W. Bush? Yeah, when he had a very successful economy going, but things kind of slowed down when Democrats took over. I think it was in 07 or 08, and they took over Congress, and man, taxes went up and things like that, and things began to slow down, and it wasn't good. It wasn't pretty, and I just pray that that doesn't happen now.
Mm. And I'm talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You hear me play that on the weekends, and you can also find out more about him by going to theronedwards.com. Well, in closing, do you know who Snoop Dogg is, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Snoop Dogg came out, and he got just as ignorant as the congressional representative up there in Michigan. He says, don't vote for that N-word, please don't, talking about our President Donald Trump.
He's a disrespectful individual. He's uncouth, and he's someone that should not be paid attention to as far as I'm concerned. He's full of hate, he's full of ignorance, and he does not represent what is good about this country.
There's a lot of that going on lately.
Yeah, needs to be ignored.
Mm. Okay, well, here comes the music, so I got to let you go, and we will talk to you on the Thursday morning program.
Looking forward to it.
All right, thank you very much. Ron Edwards, TheRonEdwards.com. Check him out. Find out what he's all about over there. And we will be right back with more. Your phone calls are welcome here at the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown is continuing. It's now in its third week. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The president intends to travel to the border on Thursday, but there's no word on any further scheduled talks with Democrats to end the partial shutdown. With paychecks frozen, some federal employees are not showing up for work, including employees like TSA airport checkpoints. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Today is Inauguration Day here in the great state of Florida. Our governor-elect, Ron DeSantis, will become the governor. Rick Scott will depart for Washington, D.C. to become our junior U.S. senator. And it's going to be quite interesting, to say the least, with what we have going on here politically in the state. And this portion of the program is brought to you by your local GEICO agent. Get a great rate with a personal touch. Ask about insurance for more than just your car, because your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. Remember, your local GEICO office is part of a tradition. GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years and is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. You always get GEICO's fast and fair claim service. Check them out, GEICO.com, GEICO.com, to find out more and how to locate your local GEICO agent. Now, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. The Republicans are holding on to a steady share right now of the Latino vote in the Trump era, and that's predominantly because of the fact that he's sticking to his guns about legal immigration versus illegal immigration. Because Latinos are a proud bunch of folks, and many of them who have come here legally and become citizens and assimilated into our culture have got a second or third generation that's here trying to do the same thing, and they don't want anybody to go ahead of them. Nobody. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them, because no one should go ahead of someone that's been here illegally, in my humble opinion. But then again, here we go, and now you know the rest of the story, right? By the way, the gift that keeps on giving, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, she is constantly making a case against facts. But here's, to be precise, here's what she said yesterday. I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right. Wow. Wow. You know, you couldn't make this stuff up if you had to. And I don't know what the people were thinking that elected her and elected this other character up there out of Michigan, but boy, what a piece of work, both of them. Just an unbelievable circumstance. These are people that don't like America. They want to fundamentally change America. They're part of that movement. Remember them? Well, they're back. They're back. And they're trying to do just that. And we just can't let them get away with that stuff. We just can't do it. By the way, Ron DeSantis, in the next few weeks, may be making a decision as to whether or not to remove the Broward County Sheriff, Steve Israel, from office. This comes based on the report released by the committee, shared by our local Pinellas County Sheriff here, Bob Gualtieri. There is a strong possibility that that could indeed happen, and I would not be surprised. So be aware of that, and those of you listening around the country, we're talking about the sheriff in Broward County who was responsible for his lack of training for his deputies. By the way, it had been 10 years since they had actually done any type of training involving a shooter at a school. So these deputies were not well versed in what they should have been doing, even though we got the result we got. Now, the stock market is probably going to be up and down and up and down for a while with all the things that are going on. Right now, today, we've got everything trading initially. The futures are in the green. It's kind of early yet. A lot of things can change. Dow futures are up 118. NASDAQ futures are up 36. Standard & Poor futures are up 14.5. But it's better than the other way when you see it down negatively. But the stock market is just very volatile right now. And Chris Markowski and I were talking during his segment at 4:45 in hour number 3 about those people that can't take the volatility of what they see that's going on. Is maybe it's time to cut your losses and just sell and start over again. But that's between you and your stockbroker as to what you need to do. Also, the average earnings gain for December was 3.2% based on the year's annual growth in the stock market. Now, that was down from what it had been in earlier months. There had been months where that had been in double figures and even, you know, higher than just 10 or 11%. So the volatility is something that will not go away. It'll just be there, and we'll just have to see how it affects everything else that's going on. Now, the president, according to the Rasmussen polls, has earned a popularity rating of 48%. And let me go to the telephone lines. Let's see here. Good morning, Sean. Is that you?
Yes. Good morning, Captain.
What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to, every day on everywhere you hear about this Cortez.
Yeah, Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This woman, and if you really think about it, she is to be feared. Okay, she is a product of what our children are learning in school.
That's true.
And how they view and don't view our country.
That's true,
too. Because they were not taught. So she is being talked about as having future down the road presidential aspirations.
I doubt that'll happen, but go ahead.
Well, you've heard that as well.
Yep, I have, but I doubt it. But go ahead.
My point is, well, you can doubt it, but if everybody her age and below is a large majority is thinking like her and being taught like her, and it's going to even continue to get worse. I mean, look how bad things have gotten since Trump announced he was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the media blatantly comes out and lies from day one about what he said that day and continued it. You know how they never would show the video of him saying what he said
about
murderers, et cetera.
They know that he's a threat to their very existence. That's what that's all about. So go ahead.
My point is people like Ocasio-Cortez is a threat to our existence as well. Is that woman from Dearborn, Michigan?
No, she's from New Jersey.
No. I'm asking you about the woman who was elected from Dearborn.
Okay.
Is she a Palestinian?
She is a Palestinian national. Yep. But she's...
Okay,
we're
now electing Palestinians in this country.
But she's a naturalized American citizen by way of
Palestine. I don't care what she is. She obviously is a Palestinian. Look at how she behaves, talks, and her beliefs. Okay, she's not an American. People are not coming to this country as they used to and wanting to be an American. They're coming here, forming their own communities that are basically their home country, flying their home country's flags. This is not America anymore, and this crap has got to stop. Now we got Iran running military ships over our horizon in the Atlantic Ocean.
Sure do.
And we're putting up with that.
Mm-hmm.
The people that chant death to America and death to Israel every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, here comes the music, Sean. We'll have to end it with that.
You know,
we'll have to end it with that. That's the music right there, Sean. So I got to let you go. Okay. Well, one more segment coming up here in the program, and don't go anywhere because I got to give you the beach and boating forecast before we part for the day. And it's not going to be a bad one, so it'll be a great day to get out on the water. So if you're coming to Florida, hop on a Freedom Boat Club boat. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. Alrighty, now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, all of Tampa Bay. For all you folks up in the north that are coming on down to Florida, this is why you come on down here. Because today, Tuesday, it'll be mostly sunny. Winds out of the east-northeast. It'll be light winds this morning, sea breeze this afternoon. The seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a smooth to light chop. Now, the Gulf water temperature is currently 67 degrees. The Bay water temperature is 70 degrees. Our high tide at 1:54 a.m. earlier this morning. The low tide coming at 9:46 a.m. And I will tell you that you can enjoy the weather on a Freedom Boat Club boat. Now, Freedom Boat Club is part of a national organization that has 168 locations across America. So, if you're already a member of the Freedom Boat Club and you're listening to me say in California, or maybe you're up in Minnesota or Ohio or New York or Massachusetts, and it's a little cold and your Freedom Boat Club is shut down for the winter up there, guess what? Use your reciprocity, come on down to Florida, and hop on a Freedom Boat Club boat right here in Tampa Bay. Now, for more information, you can call them at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Because your Freedom Boat Club membership gives you reciprocity at all of the 168 locations across the country. Now, they've got three different plans from which you can join. Number one, of course, is the seasonal plan, where if you're not in Florida or you're not in California or you're not in Texas for the whole winter, if you're only here for 2 months or 3 months, you can join on a monthly basis. However, that's strictly like a temporary membership, and it does not cover your reciprocity if you want to go back and use it somewhere else. It's strictly a seasonal type deal, and it means what it says. And then there's the plan that I'm involved in, which is the economy plan, great for retirees and those who work weekends, because it's a Monday through Friday plan where Monday through Friday you can hop on a boat. You've got four rolling reservations anytime you want to use them. Your first month of member dues are free. You get unlimited weekday usage at all of the locations in the Freedom Boat Club area here in Tampa Bay. And yourself and another member of your household can hop on a boat and go for a nice little cruise or whatever you want to do in the bay or up and down one of the rivers we have here, depending on where you want to go in and out of. You can also add partners by splitting the one-time entry fee and paying $150 per month per dues per person, which is another way you can do this. Now, the one-time entry fee, you get a discount of $1,000 right off the bat. If you happen to be a veteran or a first responder or work in the medical community in any form or fashion, you get another $500 or a total of $1,500 discount on the one-time membership fee that you pay, and then all you do is pay monthly dues after that. And then they have the standard plan, which is the one that's the most popular because it's 7 days a week. Your first month of member dues are free. You get unlimited 7-day usage at any of the locations around the country or here in the Tampa Bay area. Four rolling reservations at a time. And again, yourself and a member of your household can go out and hop on a boat and have a good old time. Same deal, $1,000 plus $500. That's the $1,000 discount for the one-time membership fee plus $500 for being a veteran or a first responder or a member of the medical community. So that's the Freedom Boat Club. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you, 855-FREEDOM. Now, we've talked about a lot of stuff this morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and certainly tonight is going to be very important. I will be watching the president speak at 9 p.m. because I want to see what he's going to say from the Oval Office. The Democrats have asked for equal time. Not sure if they're going to get it because this is not an election issue, and they don't have to get equal time. They do not have to get equal time because this is not something political. This is a statement to the country, a national statement about national emergency and what's going on our border. So I hope, for the sake of the country, that the Democrats don't get a chance to just come sailing back in there. Let them do it in another manner if that's what they want to do. And this is both Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Because I'm very curious to hear what the president's going to say, because I would not be surprised to have him say that by executive order he's going to declare a national emergency along the border with Mexico. And that he's also going to instruct the military, who has plans, they already have the plans drawn up, to build a barrier using this steel that we saw being shown yesterday at length on all the different television programs as to what they were going to do instead of a concrete wall. So this will be very interesting to see, to say the least. And I do believe, that may be what we hear tonight. Now, if we don't, then we'll hear, you know, we're down to the final stages of negotiating, and if the Democrats don't want to come to the table, this is an option that I will use and just make it plain and simple that that's what he's going to do. Now, will someone try to challenge him on it from the other side of the aisle? Absolutely. However, He has the authority to do it. And that's just my story, and I'm sticking to it. By the way, before I leave, I want to remind you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the Clark Road, look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. That's how you know you're there. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and there are Hunter Douglas dealers, too. By the way, they do send some of their items around the country. So check them out online. Google Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and you'll find a website. Dominic'sBlinds.com, I think is what it is. And you'll be able to see what they have to offer, and hopefully that will help you out with some things you need. By the way, if you're going to stop by the store, make sure you say hi to Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out and about driving around, because that's going to be Kevin and Dominic behind the wheel, more than likely. And remember that all military and first responders always get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, tonight on the program, we will be talking about what the president has to say, for sure, on his speech, and we'll be dissecting that. Well, also, if he does get into the executive order, which he may announce, we'll get into what's going to happen next with the Army Corps of Engineers, because I have got the information on that. I'm sitting on that, and I know what they're going to do. There's already one project in Texas, by the way, that's been approved, $143 million worth of approved for 18 miles of that sort of fence, or I'm sorry, barrier, being built along the Rio Grande, where they've had a lot of problems with drugs and the speedboats on the river and the things you've heard about, the gunshots and all that stuff going on, that one area in there in Texas, south central Texas. So it's all interesting, to say the least, as to what's going to be happening. But it will be something that I'm sure the entire world will be watching, because it's so important to understand that we've got this terrible problem along the border. And it's been there for years, years and years, and it hasn't gone away. It's gotten worse in terms of what they're doing now and how they're doing it. And if you think you've seen tunnels in San Diego and tunnels along different places and all that stuff, I'm telling you right now, there's tunnels there they don't even know about yet. But they'll find them as they go along, I'm sure. All right. It's a great day in the neighborhood. Go out and make it a good day. Make sure you tell somebody in uniform thank you for their service, whether it's police, fire, EMT, security guard, military. Just walk up to them and say thank you for your service to America. Watch their face light up. All right. I'll be back tonight with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Have a great day. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.